The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
KJ just got to be KJ, and he's a special player. He's here for a reason. He's explosive. He's dynamic. He's shifty. He can catch the ball well. He runs great routes, and that's what we expect of him this week. You know, we don't need him to come in and try to be something that he's not, and he doesn't have to pretend to be something that he's not. If KJ can be the best version of KJ, he'll help his offense go, and he'll continue to grow in the system and in his league.
Who are you expecting more from in picking up the slack for the injured Jerry Jeudy? Is it KJ Hamler or is it Courtland Sutton?
What?
I think it's Courtland Sutton. I think it's got to be Courtland Sutton. And I think that's the, you know, the,
even if Courtland Sutton isn't 100%, I mean, he had one catch for 14 yards last week.
Was it on the fourth down or two? I think it was on the fourth down.
Yeah. Okay, big catch.
One of the fourth down.
Big catch, but one catch.
But that's sometimes that's just the way they. Hey, listen, Courtland is still a guy. When you talk in the meetings, Courtland is still a guy that people are very aware of.
If he's 100%, we saw footage from practice yesterday. He's still limping.
Yeah, he's got a little
hitch in his giddy up.
But that's the thing is that it takes time. And you don't stress your body. There's nothing that stresses your body to play for football. Like, you can't simulate that stress of a game in practice. So it's going to take some time. But, yeah, I think Courtland Sutton is your go-to guy. He's your number one guy. And I think that's what's going to – I mean, that seems to me that what's going to happen.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Probably a week after the last preseason game.
Was there any specific reason why?
He just wanted to take a young dude under his wing.
How about Teddy Bridgewater asking to have KJ Hamler's locker move closer to his? And kind of a take him under his wing type scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Does that happen that often?
No, it doesn't.
What does it tell you?
Well, it tells me that Teddy cares. Teddy wants to, again, like I told you yesterday, you know, sitting in that meeting and talking to Teddy Bridgewater, talking about sometimes, you know, sometimes there's not enough footballs to go around in a game, and you just have to, you know, satisfy a guy with words. Tell him what a great route he ran. Tell him, hey, man, I just didn't get back there, but that was awesome. You know, there are sometimes, and he said, sometimes, you know, I want to learn their perspective, what they're seeing, but I want to make sure they know my perspective so that I can help them grow as young receivers. Again, you know, I've talked about it all camp. Nobody want to listen. All camp, that when you're developing a young offense, why it's important to have a veteran. All camp, we've been talking about for 5 years with this organization's reluctance to sign an actual veteran quarterback that can help do that stuff. Mike, that right there. Again, you know what? Put another notch in the, or build another amusement, or build another area, resting area of I Told You So Island. That's why it's important. That's why I've been telling you guys for 5 years they need to do it. That's why Brandon Allen wasn't the guy. That's why, you know, go through it. Jeff Driscoll, go through it. You, not only have you not developed, you know, you haven't fully developed Drew Lock, but you didn't give him the tools around him to develop Drew Lock. Again, it's short-sighted. You're spending pennies to earn dollars when you do it, and they're thinking of it the opposite way. We don't want to spend dollars. Let's spend, you know. And ultimately, what you get in value is exponentially greater than what you're actually spending.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, there's no chance that... I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Urban Meyer, at least for now, squelching rumors that he's ready to bolt Jacksonville for the vacant USC job. I figured Jacksonville would be a great spot for Urban Meyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a legend in that area of the world from his time at Florida. It's Jacksonville, for God's sake.
Right.
Millennial Ben came from Jacksonville. He'll be the first to tell you. Jacksonville's boring. It's dull. Okay? It'd be an easy, stress-free place to work. And yet, from the moment he's landed there, there's been nothing but controversy and noise around this guy.
It just feels...
See where I went there?
Yes. It just... You know what it feels like to me? It just feels like you went there... I don't know. It just feels like you went there because it was there, not because that was your passion or dream. Like, you wanted it... Like, almost...
I think Trevor Lawrence helped a lot. He wouldn't be taking that job if it wasn't for Trevor Lawrence.
Of course. But... Like, I think, it feels to me like, you know, like, hey, let me go dip my toe in the NFL and see what happens. If you don't dip your toe in the NFL, you don't wade into the shallow. And yeah, you wade in and you get right up to your thighs before you, but you're careful because, you know, that cold Yarba water.
Yeah.
Ooh. And you just get to a point where you're like, ooh. And then it's just better just to dive right in so everything gets cold, not just... You know, your bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying? Feels like he's wading in to the NFL. He's just wading in there. You gotta jump in the deep end.
You don't think his heart's really into it? He just figured, hey, I've accomplished everything I can accomplish in college. One thing I haven't done. Let's try it. I can always go back to college.
Right. You've got one foot out the door when you walked in.
Well, if Trevor Lawrence ends up being the real deal, he's fine. He can coast through that and do that thing for, you know, next 5 to 7 years and be just fine.
And let's say Trevor Lawrence is the real deal.
Yeah.
And let's say he gets the snot beat out of him and he keeps making bad decisions. How long are you the real deal for? David Carr?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm assuming he's the real deal and his career goes that way and not the way of David Carr.
Well...
Then you're fine.
For your career not to go the way of David Carr, you know what you have to have?
An offensive line.
A really good football. You have to build a roster. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in that working out long term.
Next on the Morning Brew. Hey,
Dick
Shaw, do we need to take a different look at these Colorado Rockies and the season they've had, and more importantly, the future that they possess, because they're coming off a road trip in which, well, they're still in the midst of it. They can still have one more game, but so far on this road trip, they've taken 3 out of 4 from the Phillies and 2 in a row from the Braves, with a morning game coming up this morning. But 5-1 on a road trip against 2 teams that are playing in a competitive division. They're playing the role of spoiler to a T, and they're doing it on the road. Mark, are you starting to feel like there may be a bit of an identity or culture being built for these Rockies that they could take into the offseason?
What a fan.
You know, I think the one thing about the Rockies that has impressed me, and I know it's a requirement, but those dudes battle. They may not be the most talented group, Mike, but they battle. I think the core of what you've built from an organizational standpoint on the diamond, from Bud Black to the players that he's coaching, those dudes are, you know, grits is probably an overused term, but they're gritty, man. I like that part of them. And to think that, you know what, they're 10 games under 500 when we thought they would be lucky to win 50 or 60 games. I think they got some grit. I think they've, from a cultural standpoint, I don't have any issue with their toughness. I really don't. That part I like every night they go out. They'll compete. They'll give you enough from a competition standpoint to win.
16-12 in their last 28 games. And over these last 7, playing the role of a spoiler very nicely. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat joins us coming up next. And who does he have in his crosshairs this morning? Oh, he has a specific Bronco. Tell you who it is next. It's Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.